Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
On Fridays, we talk about business news. Kimpton Hotels, that's who the Sacramento Kings named this week as a partner in running the hotel that will be part of the downtown arena complex. Should we know that name, Kimpton?
Probably not, although you might if you're in the travel business or if you read magazines like Condé Nast Traveler. But that doesn't mean it's an obscure player by any means. It's a boutique label owned by Intercontinental Hotels Group, a big global chain. Kimpton runs 66 upscale hotels in the United States, including several in San Francisco. One of them is the Sir Francis Drake on Union Square with the Beefeaters outside. Most people know that. But the low corporate profile is deliberate. I think it's notable that none of these hotels that it owns carry the name Kimpton.
Sounds like the arena developers are looking for something different than, say, the Hyatt or the Sheraton. Why do you think that is?
This is an interesting choice, and it says a lot about the development strategy here. The hotel will occupy part of a 16-story building that the Kings are building next to the arena. And the goal of this commercial development, like the arena, is it's all about creating an experience, a rewarding experience for visitors. So Kimpton, I think, fits that strategy because it cultivates that feel of an upscale, independent hotel, not sort of a familiar, predictable corporate brand. And that's, you know, more appealing to certain travelers, including millennials, who value an authentic experience.
Another story was the official opening of Warehouse Artist Lofts on R Street in downtown Sacramento, a story that we covered, you guys covered it. The business angle here is that this affordable housing complex for artists is prompting economic activity. What's next for that area?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so interesting to see what's happening here. This is sort of like the starting gun for a race. A ton of new businesses are set to open in and around the Lofts complex at 14th and R Street. In the pipeline are restaurants like Roxy Deli, which is a branch of the popular East Sac place. Dos Coyotes, Old Soul also have restaurants in the works. And then some all sorts of interesting novel commercial ideas like Bottle and Barlow, which will be a combination bar and barbershop. So it's just fascinating to see what's happening in this neighborhood, and I can't wait to see how it turns out.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.